Be sure to keep up with David Glenn's stops on the Big Tailgate Tour by following us on Twitter at David Glenn Show or visiting BigTailgateTour.com.
Okay, now that the Louisville Cardinals have captured the nation's attention, you're going to be reading some headlines that involve interesting stories, and you may wonder why your favorite ACC school wasn't smart enough to pull off what Bobby Petrino's Louisville Cardinals are in the process of pulling off. But there are other angles where, after 30 years of covering the ACC, I can assure you, other ACC schools aren't doing it this way or that way, as the Cardinals are doing, because it's not in their culture to hire somebody of questionable character and a lack of integrity like Bobby Petrino's personal track record suggests. Could you see Wake or UVA? Well, there's a private school or a public university. Could you see them in the tradition of a Jim Grobe or Skip Prosser or other universally celebrated people at Wake Forest in football or basketball? Could you see them going out of their way to hire or rehire the guy who's infamous for having the woman, not his wife, on the back of his motorcycle as he wrecks it, or a guy who left the Atlanta Falcons of the NFL hanging in a way that had many members of that organization cursing his name on the way out the door as he left them midstream, or a guy who was secretly interviewing with other colleges while employed at a different school, and yet Louisville has hired him not only once, but twice. It is not an exaggeration to say, folks, that most schools in the ACC would not have done one of the things that has the Louisville Cardinals in football ranked number 3 in the nation in one poll and in charge of a program, in Bobby Petrino's case, that includes one of the leading candidates for the Heisman Trophy in quarterback Lamar Jackson. It's not against the rules for Louisville to hire Bobby Petrino. It is against the cultures of most ACC schools to hire as a mentor to young men, who's also charged with winning as many games as possible, someone with his personal track record and not just occasional lack of integrity, but pattern of questionable character and integrity along the way. There are other things that Louisville has done well. There are other things that Louisville has done that are central to the Cardinals' success that the ACC schools, most of them, would not do. One fun fact related to the discovery of Lamar Jackson. It helps for all programs to have a little luck along the way. When Lamar Jackson was coming out of high school in Florida, his favorite schools included Louisville, where he ended up, of course. You know that part. But also the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Florida Gators. As it turned out, the Gators were going through a coaching transition at the same time that Lamar Jackson was making a college decision. He might have liked the Gators, but as they're in the process of firing Will Muschamp and hiring Jim McElwain, that's not exactly the solid foundation that allows you to get the 4-star quarterback from right in your own backyard in the Gators' case. Nebraska under Bo Pelini had actually captured Lamar Jackson's imagination by saying, we have turned Tommy Frazier and other athletic quarterbacks into the central figures on championship teams that not only captured the nation's attention, they had talked Lamar Jackson into the concept that in Nebraska, there's nothing people like more than Cornhuskers football. He was ready to go halfway across the country. He hadn't committed to the Cornhuskers, and he did like Louisville all along. But it doesn't hurt that two of his other favorites just happened to fire Will Muschamp at Florida and fire Bo Pelini at Nebraska when at least his eyes and heart were open to the possibility of playing for those programs instead. I'll bet you that's one part of the Lamar Jackson story that you will not read or hear as you are being told that he's number one in the nation in points responsible for, and he's number two in the entire FBS in rushing yardage, and he's number two in total offense, and he's setting ACC records left and right, including with that amazing win over Florida State, 63-20 last week in Louisville. Some of these things any program could do. Another example for the Cardinals, besides getting Lamar Jackson out of Florida, they recruit that state as well as anybody who's not located in Florida. It makes sense We all know what a great high school football pipeline that is, but Bobby Petrino, it's one thing if Miami under Mark Richt recruits Florida well. It's one thing if Jimbo Fisher in Florida State recruits Florida well. Or the Gators under Urban Meyer or Jim McElwain or anybody else. That's where you live. It's another thing for somebody outside the state to recruit it so well. Kentucky is not a great state for high school football. Bobby Petrino and his staff are smart enough to realize that. And if you looked at their depth chart, you would find a very small number of high school products from the Commonwealth of Kentucky who are starting for the Louisville Cardinals. It's a smart thing not to build your entire roster based on your home state if you happen to be based in a state like Kentucky that just doesn't produce that many high-end ACC-caliber talents. But it's easier said than done to say, oh, well, yeah, we'll just recruit Florida. Bobby Petrino has built an assisted coaching staff that often includes ties to the state of Florida. And when you look all over their roster, it's counterintuitive that you would have more Florida players than state of Kentucky players on your Louisville depth chart. But the numbers aren't only slightly different. It's a handful of Kentucky products. There are five offensive starters, including Lamar Jackson, from the state of Florida. There are seven out of 11 defensive starters at Louisville who played their high school ball in the state of Florida. Folks, that's not a little theme. That is half your starting lineup is from the Sunshine State, and it's not like you're Alabama or Georgia, somebody who can tell mom and dad and high school buddies, we're just a short drive away. LSU and others can make that pitch. You're up there in Louisville, Kentucky. This is easier said than done. You got four-star quarterback Lamar Jackson, and you got half the rest of your starting lineup from the high school ranks in the Sunshine State as well. The Lamar Jackson part of this story, the recruiting Florida part of this story, are examples of what any ACC program could have done, but Louisville and Bobby Petrino deserve credit because they're the ones who pulled it off. There are other aspects of this story, folks, that you might not read about hardly anywhere. You might not hear about unless the Cardinals remain national championship contenders. And I'm not even sure you'll read a lot about it between now and then. Just as most ACC schools never would have touched with a 10-foot pole a coach, even a talented one like Bobby Petrino, for their schools because of his track record and long pattern of lack of integrity and strong character. There are also ACC schools, this is not an exaggeration, who have signed about as many junior college players and major college transfers in the history of their school as Bobby Petrino and Louisville have on their roster this year. Again, this is not against the rules. If they qualify, you could sign 25 junior college prospects if you want every year. Some ACC schools in my 30 years of covering this league have not signed 15 junior college football players in 30 years. Bobby Petrino has more than 15 junior college football players on this year's team. Again, this is not against the rules, but this is a benefit that Bobby Petrino has at Louisville that half the ACC would not allow its head coach to do. Boston College and Wake Forest and Duke, these private universities especially, they rarely let their coaches sign anybody out of the junior college ranks. They rarely let their coaches sign any transfers from major colleges who ended up in controversy at their previous stop. The Louisville Cardinals depth chart is filled with both. Again, not illegal, but if these other coaches have one hand tied behind their back, you're not allowed to recruit junior colleges. Or if you do, you know, it's one every few years. You're not allowed to touch that controversial transfer who may have been kicked out of his previous school for some sort of misbehavior. Meanwhile, what is just as Louisville took the chance on Bobby Petrino, twice, Louisville gives Bobby Petrino the same kind of freedom on taking risks on other players. Most junior college products didn't end up in junior college because they had good grades and wanted to play football there. It means they had very shaky grades, grades that would scare the admissions department at most ACC universities. Bobby Petrino has more than 15 junior college products on his roster. His starting tight end is a junior college guy, and at a time when most ACC schools have all sorts of problems on their offensive lines, both of Bobby Petrino's starting guards are physically mature, 21, 22, 23-year-old. He has one JUCO transfer who turns 24 this season. It is less complicated to build big, strong, veteran, experienced offensive lines if you're allowed to tap the junior college ranks in a way that only a few other ACC schools are allowed by their administrations. Both starting guards are junior college products. Key tight end, junior college products. Starting defensive end, junior college products. And oh, by the way, it's one thing to accept major college transfers. A wide receiver at Louisville named Jamari Staples is from UAB. That's a traditional transfer. Remember, for a while, UAB looked like it was dropping its football program entirely. All of those guys started looking for transfer options. Jamari Staples picked Louisville, and he's a good player. That's just your traditional transfer. Any ACC school would have taken that kind of traditional transfer. But Georgia's Shaq Wiggins, Georgia's Josh Harvey McClemens, TCU's Devontae Fields, two of the three of those guys were booted from their previous school for misbehavior and disciplinary reasons. Another had repeated personality conflicts with his previous coaching staff. Those sorts of hot potato major college recruits would not get the red carpet treatment at every ACC school. Just as Louisville was willing to take an uncommon in ACC history chance on Bobby Petrino, Bobby Petrino is willing to take uncommon in ACC history chances on 15-plus junior college transfers dotting his depth chart left and right, and a half dozen or so major college transfers, some of whom are no longer at their previous school because they screwed up so often, sometimes in illegal ways. That's a part of the Louisville story, just as the Cardinals deserve an awful lot of credit for finding and developing Lamar Jackson at quarterback, for utilizing the Sunshine State Florida pipeline in a way that all these ACC schools outside of Florida would love to be able to say that they do. Those are just aspects of this Louisville juggernaut and this Cardinals success story that are just as real as all of the warm and cuddly headlines, but not ones that you are likely to hear about or read about very often in the coming weeks.
Never miss an episode of The David Glenn Show. Search David Glenn Show on iTunes and subscribe now.